Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Today's special guest is Michael Small.
It's a blessing to see all of you here today. As we are entering the Christmas season, I really want to tell you that this is one of my favorite times of the year. I want to tell you it's my favorite time of the year because it's a promise of renewal. And I'm going to get more into that later. When I was a child, it was all about gifts, Santa Claus, Christmas cards, you know, Christmas trees, Grandma's homemade Christmas candy. Did I say Santa Claus? Yeah, I probably did. But now it's about the music and connection and family and friends. And to me, it's about lights. Still, it's about the lights. It's about the candles. It's about Advent and the anticipation of what the season could bring. I don't know about you, but to me, it's an important time of the year. And as we read about it in John, John is not talking about Christmas, but I think John is talking about something that's really important as we read in John 1 through 5. I got this from the International Bible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Through all things were made without him, nothing was made, and has been made. In him was life. In life was light of all mankind, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. If I was going to connect this metaphysically, it would read, in the beginning was the light, the creative thought, and the wisdom connecting us to God. This light, embodied in Jesus, shines into the darkness of human consciousness, revealing the one true light that illuminates every soul. I love that in this passage. Light symbolizes God's presence that shines in the darkness and cannot be overcome. When we think of the phrase, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, we can see how it describes an unquenchable divine force within each of us. It reminds us that no matter what challenges or shadows arise in our lives, that light remains steadfast, a symbol of hope, resilience, and renewal. Many cultures and religions recognize the winter solstice as a deeply symbolic time associated with rebirth and renewal, the triumph of light over darkness. This period is when the sun appears to stand still before it gradually lengthening days, has inspired profound spiritual meaning throughout history. Bless you. Even when it comes to Advent and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, they also beautifully align with the season, emphasizing the theme of light, hope, and divine presence. During the sacred season, these traditions remind us of the spiritual journey towards illumination and renewal, themes deeply rooted in our shared human experiences and faith practices. Advent, which begins today, symbolizes the anticipation of the Christ, the light of the world. We birth the Christ light, and the first candle is hope. With hope is love, peace, and joy. Each of these candles represents some sort of the light that returns for the new year will come again. When we talk about Jesus' birth, we also need to talk about Joseph and Mary as symbols of the Christmas faith. As we expand in this insight in the story of Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph represents aspects of our soul. Mary symbolizes the heart of divine love, and Joseph represents the mind or wisdom. The harmony between Mary's faith and Joseph's understanding reflects the balance of love and wisdom necessary for spiritual growth. Together, they create a foundation for the Christ presence to be born. This is our anticipation of the new life, and this allegory encourages us to nurture both the wisdom of the mind and the compassion of the heart, aligning them to welcome the Christ light within. This is where the fun begins. In the Gospel of Thomas, the light, the spark, represents the divine essence already within us. The light isn't an abstract concept, but it becomes active when we become aware of it. When we've recognized our true nature and divine origin, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled through this awareness. This isn't just about intellectual knowledge, but a deep transformational realization of gnosis. And if you don't know what gnosis is, it's a deeper knowing, an intimate knowing of God. It's not just about facts. It's about relational awakening that connects me to the divine and to the true self, leading me to a sense of unity with God. The light or word symbolizes my process of awakening and self-discovery. It's a journey of becoming aware, where I start with the spark within me and through awareness and transformation, I reach a deeper, more meaningful knowing, a knowing that aligns me with the divine truth and guides my life in alignment with that truth. Now, this is the essence of spiritual illumination of the Gospel of Thomas. Awareness of the divine within dispels ignorance and opens me to a life of divine unity and wisdom. As I begin to connect with my personal life, it allows me to think of how I connect my own life as spaces where the heart and mind come together. Now in Romans 12:2, it talks about the renewing of the mind. It's not just renewing of the mind, it's aligning our mind with God's mind, replacing the worldview, the world's thinking, with God's centered mindset through studying Scripture and seeking guidance, whether it's through meditation or finding deeper understanding and experiences of God's truth in one's life. Here at Unity, this is what we do really well. We know how to educate our mind. But what we're trying to do is make a pathway from the mind to the heart. And the way we do that is through compassion, patience, and humility. We're allowing our inner Christ to be born and to manifest in the world. Even Charles Fillmore wrote in the Unity magazine titled Christmas in December 1919, it stated that divine man which Jesus brought forth must be born in consciousness of the higher self of the birth of the Christ. The balance is to call to life from a place of love and mindfulness, allowing our thoughts and our actions to be guided by divine wisdom. So, why is all this important? Well, last month I shared some thoughts and feelings on Facebook that about renewal and finding our inner light. After everything we've been through this last year, and especially the challenges of this past month, it felt timely to reflect on what it means to rekindle that light within us. I'll be honest, last month was hard, For many of us, including me, it hit me hard. I went into it with hope, maybe a bit of expectations. And then when things didn't go the way I hoped, it felt like a real blow. There was anger and grief and disappointment, not just at the results, but at seeing the divides in our country so deeply drawn out. It was a wake-up call, and it stirred something inside of me that I cannot ignore. As I sat with these emotions, I recognized the importance of giving myself space to feel rather than pushing them aside. This wasn't easy, but it taught me something powerful. I found that when anger festers, it can build walls between us and the people that we love. But if we examine it, it could guide us towards understanding it. Let us remember that Jesus walked among the divided, the angry, and the broken, yet he brought love, understanding, and healing. It's okay to sit with our anger, but as followers of his examples, we are called to transform it into compassion and action. Jesus reminds us that we are the light of the world. This light shines brightest, not when we stand apart, but when we come together in love, bridging divides and seeking unity. That's when healing happens. The concept of heading into the renewed lights resonates deeply with me, especially as I think about one of my favorite songs. We sung the song last week, "We Are the Light of the World." Since coming to unity, this song has been a constant reminder of our calling to shine brightly, bring love, warmth, and hope into the lives of those around us. Every word now memorized and holding close to my heart reinforces the truth that each of us holds a divine light within our heart. When we talk about heading into the season to renew our lights in the context of being the light of the world, we're embracing our journey towards spiritual growth and revitalization. This phrase suggests that we are consciously working to rekindle or strengthening our inner light, our sense of purpose, compassion, and connection to the divine truth. In this sense, it's like relighting a flame that may have dimmed, signifying our commitment to live in alignment with the teachings of Jesus, who is described in the Bible as embodying the ultimate light of the world. Jesus represents the source of guidance, hope, and truth, illuminating a path through life's darkness and helping us find clarity and direction. To renewing our light is to actively strive to live with greater love, kindness, and integrity. Lighting our inner light shines in a way that uplifts and inspires others throughout the year, not just once a year, but throughout the year. We're called to reflect the qualities of Jesus, demonstrating patience and forgiveness and compassion so that we become, in our own way, a light of the world. In a minute, Bill's going to be singing us a song. And I think that's the message of the season. That's the message of the season, is having that light being born within you. The renewing of the light is deepening our spiritual connection to expand our positive influence in a movement towards a more vibrant, impactful way of living, where our words, actions, and our presence can illuminate the lives of others. This is why this season is my favorite season. It's my favorite time of the year because we're not just lining ourselves with God's mind, but we're becoming the light that Jesus wants us to become. That's the message, we are the light of the world. It's not just a phrase, it's a powerful commitment to live with intention. As we close, I want to do a brief reflection, so I'm going to ask everybody to go ahead and close your eyes if you could, please. I'm going to take a sip of water. Get comfortable in your chairs. Take a deep breath in. As you take your deep breath, picture this light that's inside your heart. Put your hand on your heart if you like. See it grow stronger in you, filling your entire heart with this white, warm light filled with love, compassion, and peace. See it growing inside of you, filling your entire body with this white light. And as it fills your body, see it just leave your body, filling this entire room, bombarding the other energies in the room. Take another deep breath in and see this light just filling this whole entire church. This warm, warm love, light, whatever you want to call it, going down the hallways, into the classrooms, into the fellowship room, out the doors. Filling the streets with this white, warm light of love and compassion and peace, filling this whole entire city. Take another deep breath in. See it as it fills the southwest here, as it encompasses the United States, the Northern Hemisphere, and the world. This warm light of love, compassion, and peace, starting from your heart. And let us come back now. Go ahead and turn the light on. Last week we sang that song, We Are the Light. It's not the name of the song, it's the light of the world. I'm gonna have everybody stand up. We're gonna sing two verses of that. We're gonna sing I Am the Light and then We Are the Light. So let us go ahead and sing that together. Have a seat. Let this season remind you that of your strength, resilience, and capacity to love beyond anything else. So I invite all of us here to take this season as a chance for inner renewal. Let's reconnect with this inner light and let it guide us forward. It doesn't require grand gestures. It just requires simple acts of kindness through spoken word or from the heart, through courage to listen to somebody, even when it's difficult, to forgive somebody, even love them when it's hard. Let's together affirm this. I awaken the Christ within.
I awaken the Christ within.
A light that guides me.
A light that guides me.
Heals me.
Heals me.
Unites me with others.
Unites me with others.
May I shine this light in all that I do.
May I shine this light in all that I do.
May this light be with you as we move into the season of renewal. As we shine, as we heal together as a community. Namaste. Thank you very much. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.